Test 6. Film star, after Piers Plowright. Pauline wanted to be a film star. When she was 12, she said to her parents, "I want to be a film star." But it was not easy. She got into films, not as a star, she became an extra, one of the people in the crowd. No director asked her to be a star. The telephone never rang for her to offer a big part. One evening the man at the agency called her up and said, "There is a film for you tomorrow, Pauline. Come by 8 o'clock. You are a telephonist." Pauline came to the studio by 7:45. She had to wait 3 hours before they came to the scene where she was in. The assistant director showed her where to sit. There were two other girls with her. "Okay, Ben," said the director. "Are you ready?"
"Yes, Mr. K," said the assistant.
It was very short. The star, a famous American actor, came to the girls and stopped in front of where Pauline was sitting. Mr. K did not like it. "That's bad," he said, "very bad. Put some dialogue in there." The two men talked for a moment and then Mr. K said, "Hey, you at the end of the row there?" Pauline jumped.
"Me?"
she asked.
"Yes, you. I want a line from you here. I want you to look at Harry when he comes in and say, 'Mr. Marlowe, there is a call for you.' Can you do that?" Pauline said she could, and they ran the scene through. This time the director was very pleased, and the star smiled at her.
"That's great," Mr. K said, coming over to Pauline. "What's your name?"
"Pauline Grant."
"I like that, Pauline," Mr. K said. "Thanks." Pauline was very happy that evening. Some weeks later she bought two tickets for the premiere and went to see her film with her boyfriend Michael. Before the film started she saw Mr. K, the film director, only a few feet away from her. It was a good film but there was no Pauline in it. Her scene together with many other unimportant scenes had been cut out.